Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you want to know more about adult learning here at Vectis Radio, then send me an email, ian.mack@vectisradio.fm.
The Battle of Hastings was fought on the 14th of October 1066. The Battle of Hastings was fought for the crown of England between William, Duke of Normandy, and the recently enthroned Harold Godwinson, Harold II. The battle took place in the area of the town of Battle, near Hastings, and was a decisive Norman victory. The reason why it's the most significant date is because it changed the course of English history. William the Conqueror built Battle Abbey to show his victory, and the town was constructed around it. The location of King Harold's body remains unknown. The Normans were descended from Norwegian Vikings who had settled in Normandy, that region of France. After his victory, William marched to London, where he was crowned King of England at Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day. The Bayeux Tapestry was probably commissioned in the 1070s by Bishop Odo of Bayeux, half-brother of William the Conqueror. It is over 70 metres long, and although it is called a tapestry, it is in fact an embroidery, stitched, not woven, in woolen yarns on linen. While the Battle of Hastings was being fought, there were Sicilian Normans and Flemish Normans. William the Conqueror published the Domesday Book, which tells us a lot about the people who lived in England in the 11th century. The Normans built some of the first stone castles in England, including Windsor Castle and the Tower of London. Harold may not have been killed by an arrow in his eye. Harold's death is described in different ways by different sources. Some suggest that the image of an enormous arrow falling from the heavens and striking Harold is more favourable to William than the idea of him being hacked to pieces by William's men. England during the Norman Conquest was ruled by a hierarchical system of the feudal government, in which wealthy nobles granted land to lesser lords in return for loyalty and service. It is believed by some that William allowed his minstrel, Talifa, to kill the first Saxon at the Battle of Hastings.